Good stuff from Taylor Decker. We love getting the perspective of a guy who's going to be here for a few more years, cornerstone of the franchise on the offensive line. We're hanging out at Lions training camp, and we've had good experiences with the players here.
Well, we have, whether it's been Grant Glasgow, Taylor Decker. We're going to get a chance to talk to Khalif Raymond. You'll hear that tomorrow. Like, the players have been great. They've been energized and very comfortable to speak with.
No one's called you names or tried to fight you?
No. Nobody's tried to fight me, although we do see this sometimes around the NFL where there's a little animosity between radio hosts, media personality, and some players. And down in Tennessee, I think it happened yesterday, it was reported last night, there was a little bit of a run-in between defensive end Jeffrey Simmons, who's been in Tennessee for a couple of years, and radio host Buck Rising, who is a part of the zone down there covering the team. They're out live at Titans training camp. And this was the interaction that the two had. So what started that interaction was there was a fight at practice. And one of the officials was heard telling the coach if Simmons did that in a game, he would have been kicked out. All right? I mean, that's common sense, right? Anytime there's a fight in practice, if you do that in a game, you're going to get kicked out. And Buck Rising had posted on social media, I think it was on Twitter, that he needed to lock in at practice, that it was irresponsible. That was the context of the tweet. So obviously after practice, Simmons wanted to come over and make his opinion known that he didn't like the tweet by Buck Rising. Now, Simmons could have sat down and had a conversation with him, which is what should have happened. But on the flip side, I think you got a guy that's doing the radio show there, tweeting things out, really doesn't understand NFL practices. We saw it a couple of years ago where Aaron Donald took a swing at another player with his helmet. Obvious, if he did that in the game, he would have been kicked out. Fights happened at practice. We've seen some scuffles here at Lions camp. It is anticipated, expected, and whether a coach wants to admit it or not, sometimes you actually like it because the players are invested. You want to push them to their limit, see where their limits are and what they can emotionally handle. And then tomorrow, push them a little bit more, see if they've been able to adjust.
I don't have an issue with guys getting after it in training camp. We see it all the time.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a big deal. What I think is odd, though, is that Jeffrey Simmons, one, let it bother him.
Right.
And two, didn't actually want the heat. Like, if you're going to come over and say it, then, hey, we're face-to-face.
Yeah.
Let's sort this out.
If you're going to take it to the next level in that regard and
call the guy out on the air, rip the radio host a new one, actually do it if you feel that strongly about it.
Yes, and as I tell all of my kids, especially when they were younger, I'm sure, Heather, you are at this point, use your words.
Always. Use your words.
And so if you're going to come over and start shouting at them while they're on air, while they're trying to interview one of your teammates.
Great point.
Then be man enough to take it to the next step. Sit down, have a conversation, explain what happened, explain why these things happen, that they're expected, they're anticipated at times, and it's not a big deal. I'm not going to go out there week one, week five, week seven, and do this in the game. He doesn't have that reputation of doing it in the game, of getting kicked out. So explain yourself.
Well, here's a radio guy in me. It'd be great content. He could go on and say, here's the deal, you don't understand. And they go back and forth. He'd go, no, you don't understand. I think you're a leader of this team.
Right.
I want you to set a better example. I am setting a great example. That could have been a real moment. And he could have called the guy out on the platform that's being broadcast in Nashville for all those Titan fans to hear. I don't know. Say it. Exactly. Say it.
Yes. Well, and here's the thing. Don't get so butthurt about it.
And your feelings about it.
Yeah, and if a radio host is going to tweet something out, we heard it from Calvert Shepard when he was live. We're going to hear it again here in a little bit. And it's players, coaches, it's impossible not to see what is said about you. You don't see everything, and you try and ignore as much as you can. But you can't – it's impossible to ignore – in the environment of social media where news travels around the world and all of a sudden somebody comments on this, somebody comments on that, you see it, your family sees it, they tell you, you tell them, I don't care, but you're always aware of it. So in that context, all right, fine, sit down with them, address it, and then move on.
Well, and I think sometimes, I mean, social media is not real life, and there's no tone, and things get taken a certain way. There's a reality where those guys don't end up shouting at each other over this on the air either. I mean, where you find common ground. So I'll give you an example. The JMO fireworks thing a couple years ago.
Sure.
He likes some tweets to some people that were like, hey, this radio host is trying to run you out of town, blah, 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 blah. So clearly it got into JMO's sphere, which, again, we just...
It's impossible.
It's impossible. With phones and everything put right into your face.
Yeah.
But if he had come over, and I'm not saying he needs to, I mean, whatever, it's stupid. I would have explained to him, I don't want you to get your hands blown off. It's not that I want to run you out of town.
Right, but he's not shouting from the field.
Exactly. He never would do that. That would be stupid of him to do that. And if he had a real issue, we talk about it like adults, which I think is what Buck wanted to have happen there, is just talk about it like an adult. Right. We've reached out. We've tried to clarify this with you. If you got an issue with me, let's sort this out.
And there are times, too, where, you know, it's clear. I mean, Hutch walked by yesterday, right? And he knew we were up here. I wouldn't be shocked if he was, you know, to throw a zinger at me that people might hear on the mic.
Yeah,
like, that's part of the fun of, you know, when different camps have Radio Row, you have different radio stations, you got TV stations, somebody's doing a live interview, you know it, right? And you're going to shout something out to try and get a reaction. And then all of a sudden, hey, if there is a reaction, maybe it's one that warrants, I'm gonna come up here and have a fun moment. Like, that can be the interaction, should have been the interaction, instead of it being confrontational and then it basically falling on deaf ears.
When Hutch was walking off the field yesterday, someone yelled "Go Green" at him and got kind of a grin. You know what
sure,
I mean? Some of that's fun.
You're just looking for a reaction, and it's
it doesn't have to be that deep.
No, it doesn't.
But this, I saw this. This went viral yesterday. This Tennessee Titans player, Jeffrey Simmons, good, really good player.
Yeah.
Standing kind of off in the distance, shouting at a radio host who he has a beef with, apparently.
Well, but now everybody looks at Simmons as, well, he's extremely sensitive.
Right.
I mean, that's the perception that you have, and I guarantee you, now that this has gone viral, they are giving him a hard time in the locker
room. You think
room.
So?
Oh, absolutely.
Hey,
how can
in,
you pass
Simmons.
Up?
Hey, lock in.
How can you pass up a beautiful, you know, opportunity like that? Anytime something happens out at practice, he has put fuel on the fire of teammates are going to bring it up, and they're going to try and get under his skin. Oh, you're going to hit me too? I mean, it's all a part of it.
Some ticket texts that have come in. This one says, did John just use the "you're not a player" line? Wow, that's weak. Simmons needs to be a professional.
Wait, what did I say?
You said you're not a player, talking about Buck. What's his name?
Well, didn't mean he wasn't a player, but you've got to understand, if he's been covering the Titans for this long, I'm sure he's seen a number of fights.
Right.
Like, it's not a rare.
Oh yeah,
occasion.
I don't agree with his opinion.
Yeah, I mean, so that's all I was saying. I just don't agree with his opinion.
Is act like you know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Fake it till you make it, even if you don't know.
Yeah.
Texter says these radio hosts take themselves so seriously.
Yes, we do.
He was even using kind of that fake radio voice too, the like very pukey, like, hey Jeff, hey, what's it?
I don't think it was fake for him. I think that's
how he sounds.
Voice.
Oh,
yeah.
That's unfortunate. Texter says, I wish Jim had to interview these guys in person. I guarantee it would be a Jim Everett on Jim Rome situation.
Yes. Well, I just
remember that?
I would wonder, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. He called him Chris Everett. Yeah, yeah.
Jumps
call me
table.
That again. Yeah. Then he calls him Chris and he throws the table. Yeah. I was just wondering if you were going to ask them all if they were doing a good job.
I don't think AJ would have jumped the
no,
table.
I don't think he would have.
By the way, AJ, tomorrow.
Yeah.
9:02.
Yes, we can follow up.
Yeah. And eventually, Scott Harris, who I also don't think would fight me. I mean, there's some needed pushback to a team that has struggled.
But that's the nice thing about the coaches that we get a chance to talk to. Dan, you had that interaction with him. AJ, they're not going to get offended. It's not going to carry over from interview to interview. They know you've got to ask some tough questions, and because there's been tough times.
Right. Thank you, John.